I'd like to thank you for your precious time, despite your busy schedule. Let us now begin our meeting concerning the nominations on the representative executive officer and the president, the CEO, and also the chairman and the representative executive officer. Allow me first introduce the people from our side. We have Mr. Masashi Muromachi, president and chief executive officer. Next, we have Mr. Yoshimitsu Kobayashi, director and chairman, the nomination committee. Next, we have Mr. Satoshi Tsunakawa, corporate senior executive vice president. And lastly, I'd like to introduce Mr. Shigenori Shiga, corporate senior executive vice president. Allow me to introduce myself. My name is Hasegawa, serving as the MC and from the PL and IL division. First, I'd like to have Mr. Muromachi to explain about the nomination. Hello, everybody. This is Muromachi speaking. Allow me to explain the matters while I'm seated. First of all, again, and I'd like to thank you for your precious time. And we have given you such a short notice. I'm so happy to have so many of you. Thank you indeed. And that said, now we held the board of directors meeting in the morning hours. And the board of directors of Toshiba Corporation at the meeting today has announced Mr. Satoshi Tsunakawa, representative executive officer and corporate senior executive vice president and Toshiba for the candidate of representative executive officer, president and CEO of the company. The board of directors has also nominated Mr. Shigenori Nishiga, representative executive officer, corporate senior executive vice president of Toshiba, for the candidate of the chairman and representative executive officer, which will be newly established as a role mainly to rebuild the company in trust through outside activities. For your further information, I was asked to be the executive advisor of Toshiba Corporation. Now, it is decided that I will be succeeded by Mr. Tsunakawa. In July last year, I was asked to become a president unexpectedly, and almost 10 months have passed. Of course, my mission is to revitalize and rebuild Toshiba, so I have to work on the emergency plans, reducing a large number of the headcounts, and I had to sell white goods business, which has a long history, and also I had to sell on the Toshiba Medical Health Systems. And also now I have to reduce the employees and the bonus, and also now I have to reduce the managers and the salary. Even though that was an important mission I had to carry out, and I feel a great responsibility as for these actions and I had to take. I left my next steps and had to be left to the nomination committee, and the it was decided that Mr. Tsunakawa is going to succeed me. I believe that this is going to be an important milestone as far as I am concerned. That said, though, of course, Toshiba Corporation is still in the midst of the great difficulties and challenges. And of course, I have to support Mr. Tsunakawa, who is going to be the new president from the sideline as much as possible. So if I may, I'd like to ask for support for us and for the new president. The nomination committee has actually worked on the process of the selection and as to the nomination. So here I'd like to ask Mr. Kobayashi, chair of the nomination committee, to share some of the important activities behind the selection about the nomination. This is Kobayashi. I'm serving as the chairman of the nomination committee. As has been explained by President Muromachi, I'd like to take a moment to explain some of the decisions, discussions we have had. For information, besides me, the nomination committee of Toshiba consists of five outside directors, Mr. Itami, Mr. Ikeda, Mr. Saro, and Mr. Maeda. The committee was established on September 30th last year. Since then, we have held 11 nomination committee meetings. And out of that, in eight meetings, actually, we spent some time looking into the nomination of the top the president, and also we took time to carry out face-to-face meetings with those candidates. To be more specific, we listened to the opinions coming from President Muromachi and other internal people, and also we tried to have somewhat broader views, listening to the opinions from outside the company people. And of course, in the end, we narrowed down to 10 internal people, 10 people, and we took time to have the face-to-face meeting, each one of them. Based upon the evaluation out of the process, and we further carried out our discussions looking into the progress of the business reform activities and also an ever-changing the business environment. Though we have not been removed from the securities sold on alert, but we believe that certain progress has been made in this regard. So we have come to the conclusion that it's time for us to make a shift to a new management to rebuild the new company. Then we came to our conclusion that Mr. Tsunekawa is going to be the best and the next leader to steer the current Toshiba Group. We believe in this because he succeeded in making the Toshiba's medical business as a competitive global player. He also assisted President Muromachi working on the rebuilding the business structure. He showed his the capabilities and the execution agility, and particularly for the business plan, which was announced back in March. So with all these capabilities he happens to have, we have come to the conclusion that he's going to be the best leader to steer the new Toshiba Group and companies. We have actually voted for him unanimously as the new president candidate. Next, I'd like to take a moment to explain some of the considerations we had for the nomination for the chairman and the representative executive officer. We believe that Toshiba needs to again improve its presence, the so-called branding value, in order to rebuild the company. However, Toshiba Group has a broader the business domains. So we have come to a conclusion that we need to have a chairman and the representative executive officer who can actually assist the president working on the presence. Representative executive officer is responsible for the management and operations and the decision-making as CEO. And chairman and the representative and executive officer is responsible to jointly work with the president and the CEO to execute the decisions made by the board of directors. So they need to share these important operations. With this point in mind, the committee actually has come to its conclusion that Mr. Shiga, who actually had the best experiences working as the chairman and the president of Westinghouse. He has lots of experiences in this field, and also he has lots of insights in both at home and abroad. And out of the discussion, we have come to the conclusion that the nomination committee should vote for Mr. Shigan as the chairman unanimously. After the resolution reached, I took time to talk to both of them, and both agreed to accept the decision. With their agreement, the board approved today. As for this nomination for the representative executive officer, and the president CEO, and the chairman and the representative executive officer. For your further information, nomination committee also had a unanimous agreement that Mr. Tsunekawa and Mr. Shiga to be proposed as directors in the general meeting of the shareholders to be held in late June. And the board also had approved this resolution. So now I'd like to ask for your further support and guidance. In the meeting today, the nomination committee also unanimously agreed that Mr. Muromachi will become the executive advisor after he retired from the current president position, and the board also approved this. Executive advisor is expected to support the new management team from the execution side and is expected to make his contributions to an improved presence of Toshiba. We're still on our way to be removed from the security on alert, and the new president, of course, Tsunakawa, will succeed this important mission and an effort. But we believe that Mr. Muromachi should be able to help the company, particularly on the stronger governance initiatives, and also should be able to share his advice for new corporate culture and sending out important information outside the Toshiba Corporation. And we submitted this idea, and also the board approved this. As you know this very well, our journey is not simple and straightforward. We are here to declare that we do our best in order to gain back the glorious Toshiba and to work further to make contributions to the society. So I'd like to ask for your further understanding here. Thank you indeed for your kind attention. Next, I'd like to have Mr. Tsunakawa to greet you. Hello, everybody. And this is Tsunakawa speaking. I was nominated to be a candidate for the representative executive officer and president and CEO. I feel a big responsibility to lead the Toshiba Group employees when the company is now faced with the great difficulties since its birth. The mission given to me is to succeed our president, Mr. Muromachi's efforts to rebuild Toshiba. And it's very important for us to make our best efforts in order to gain the trust from the varieties of stakeholders and to make the company resilient once again. I am here to be truly united with the top management and all the people concerned to overcome these difficulties. As for FY16, the other day we have announced our business plan. Of course, a lot of efforts being carried out and working on the focal business fields. And also, we have to give the top priority to improve the financial foundation. Of course, we are still on our way to be removed from the securities and on alert. And it's very important for us to make a foundation so that we can truly enjoy the perpetual, the thriving years to come. Just for information, since I joined the company, I have been on the medical, the business field. And on four occasions, for 15 years, and I worked in the US and in Europe, particularly on the global business side. And of course, in that process, in that experience, and I was able to learn that the trust relationship is going to be very important, particularly between Toshiba and the customers and the health medical field industry. Unfortunately, we seem to be losing the trust we once built in the past. This is really a sad thing for me to address. But at the same time, I think it is fair for me to say that I am receiving lots of encouraging comments and from all the many customers and partners and concerned. I'm so grateful for that. I believe that our employees made up their best efforts in their daily operations and working for the customers and partners. And it's very important for my employees to gain back their confidence and so that they can be again motivated, excited. Once we can actually go back to that commitment, we should be able to overcome the current difficulties we're now faced with. It's my important mission to see to it that the management side and the field people can work a lot closer. And with this point in mind, I think it's very important for the entire management as well as the entire workers' forces to fully understand the great difficulties and challenges we are now faced with, and also we should be able to share the future directions for us to follow. As for the corporate culture, what I like to say is as follows. We used to have the open and liberal the environment where people are able to share their ideas and thoughts freely. So it's very important for me to gain back that kind of corporate culture. Not only in the top management, but also one of the employees need to actually have a sense of crisis. We need to be truly united so that we can actually create a Toshiba Corporation once again to enjoy the midterm and long-term thriving years to come. So please do support me in this regard. Next, I would like to have Mr. Shigano to greet you. Thank you for the introduction. This is Shiga speaking. In today's board meeting, I was nominated as a chairman and the representative executive officer. Of course, this is subject to the approval by the board of directors meeting after the general meeting of the shareholders. So allow me to say a few words. As has been explained by Mr. Kobayashi, chairman of the nomination committee, the mission is going to improve the Toshiba's presence as a part of rebuilding the Toshiba initiative. For that, I need to be able to have a good external activities, and particularly with the customers and the public and government agencies, and as well as the industry and associations. And I have to work on this together with our president, both at home and abroad. And actually, I have lots of experiences on the energy and social infrastructure and the nuclear the business and operations. And I believe it is fair for me to say that I was able to actually build the rich networking of resources both at home and abroad. And actually, I like to fully leverage in that network of resources in order to improve the Toshiba's presence. My top priority should be responding to the whole stakeholders' requests and making Toshiba a truly needed global player. I like to make my best contributions to rebuilding Toshiba Corporation by fulfilling the mission given to me from the nomination committee and the board of directors. And that's all from it. Please do support me.